Shabbat Be'ez Hashem on page 322. In Chelek Gimel, page 322, Simon Shinchavav Se'if Vav. Page 322, Simon Shinchavav Se'if Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Oseliten al gabei vitnoi kli sheyesh boi maim chamim. Ba'afilu b'chol mipnei hasakona shepa'amim shehem roischim. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to place on your stomach a container of hot water. And this is even also during the week, because if you spill it, you're in big trouble. Boiling hot water you want to soothe your stomach or something, you've got a stomach ache or whatever, and you want to soothe your stomach, to take a cup of hot water and put it on your stomach is not so wise, right? And even during the week, you shouldn't do that. It's a danger that it might spill on you and burn you. But the Rama added, but what you can do is heat up a garment or some type of a cloth. If you take a dry cloth and put it near a fire that should warm up, and then put that in your stomach, that will be perfectly okay. That's not so dangerous, and no problem with that. There's a few issues here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah says cotton yotes. Ba'afilu b'chol. Even during the week, you shouldn't do that. The kosh ken da asur Shabbos, and all the more so, it's even worse to do it on Shabbos. Why is it even worse on Shabbos? Shema yishafchu alav v'nim sevroichet b'Shabbos. The problem is like a minor problem compared to the danger, but you might end up spilling hot water on you, and then you're bathing, as we described. The Simon is discussing bathing on Shabbos. It's as if you're bathing in hot water on Shabbos if you spill that water on you. Ken kosu rashi b'avan. That's how some of these Rishonim learn. Well, if he's there. So based on this, if the whole problem is you might, again, aside from the danger, there's also a problem that you might spill hot water on your body, which is considered washing. So what's the solution? Imachamin b'chli sogo, if the water, the hot water, is inside a closed utensil, shekoyun varm flash, which is a hot water bottle. If you have a hot water bottle and it's closed, it's sealed, well then, shari, that will be no problem. For these two reasons, there's no concern it might spill. And there's no problem of bathing on Shabbos. You know, it might no problem or concern that it might spill in terms of danger, nor is it a problem in terms of Shabbos of bathing, because it will not come out. It's sealed inside there. However, Tosfos gave a totally different reason for not putting this container of hot water on your stomach, that it looks like it's an act of refuah, an act of healing. Right, people put it there, they've got a stomach ache, they put something on their stomach to heal the stomach, then gamba there also. And since according to Tosfos, the reason is part of the general issa of doing refuah on Shabbos, again, we'll have to get to the details when that applies, but the issa of refuah on Shabbos would apply over here, and therefore, why it's concerned, you might come to prepare medicines by grinding, and therefore that would apply even if it was a hot water bottle, which is closed. It's not the concern of danger or the concern of bathing, it's the concern of doing refuah, and whether the cup is open or closed, it's all the same refuah. And therefore, Tosfos would say it's also here, even if you had a hot water bottle, but the that for a great need you can be lenient. Now, just to be aware, if you in footnote number 16, they bring discussion in the poskim nowadays about using hot water bottle. Is it permitted based on Tosfos that we just discussed? Is it permitted to use a hot water bottle on Shabbos? And he brings a whole list of poskim who say it's perfectly okay. Rishon Zalman Orbach said it's mutter. If you're cold, use a hot water bottle. Even put it on your stomach. If not for refuah, and Shirat Alevi, Olav Tzion, and Rucham Kanievsky, also said the Chazon Ish permits, everyone allows nowadays putting a hot water bottle on your body to warm you up. that's the application nowadays. Says the Mishnah Berurah Konchof, Mutar Lachem Beged, the Rama added though, what you can do is heat up a piece of garment or a cloth or towel or something like that, and then put that in your stomach, that's okay. So, and we said, again, I mentioned at the time that you have to make sure if you're going to heat up a towel, make sure the towel's not wet before you do that. Otherwise, you've just cooked the water in the towel. And another issue of bleaching. But if you've got a dry cloth, you're allowed to warm it up in a way where there's obviously no concern of cooking, so there's no water there, and then you'd be allowed to put that in your stomach. So if you've got mutter lachem beged, you're allowed to heat up a cloth. The radin lachem kli b'shabas de mutter af lefeo shatoisus anal, the lai minka kol kach shehulu ufuah, and also to heat up a kli, some type of a container without water inside it, just this container, made out of wood or whatever it might be, let's say, which will now be warm, and you can now put it on your skin, that would also be okay. It's not clear that you're doing it for ufuah, even Tosfos would be okay with it. Okay, moving on to Sif Zion in the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'roichet benaha, a person who is wants to go and bathe in the river. Sorich shinagev gufoy yofe, kashoilim anaha. Again, we said really earlier that cold water is not a problem. The problem is bathing in hot water. So you want to go to a cold river, then you need to be careful with something else. That you need to dry your body before you come out of the river. Why is that? Nipnei shelo yishahu ha'mayim alav, yitalten aba amas bekamlis. Because if you come out the river with water on you, as you would if you just went in it, then you're going to be walking in the area around the river, which is the Kamlis, which is Rabbanon, with water on your body, and it's considered to be carrying the water. And therefore, Leficha ha'olim al-chitza yeshu b'imayim al-gufa, because of course when you come out the water and you just bathe there, you're going to have a lot of water on your body. And therefore you have to dry yourself before you come out of the river. Yes. How do you do that? What? Doesn't make it mutter. Okay, doesn't make it mutter. Aval ha'olich v'sh the rabbim u'mato seichef al-roishoy v'al-avushoy lo hikpidu. But what happens if you're walking and it's pouring with rain on your head and pouring with rain on your garments in December in London, then that is okay. Chazal were not concerned for that. They were not makpid on you doing that. You can carry on walking even though you might have rain droplets all over your head and your clothing. That is okay. So the problem is coming out the river and walking with the water on you, but not when you are just walking regularly and you got wet from the rain and you got water on your head or whatever. That is okay. Okay, Sifkon Chofal, if I wake it for now, one who went to bathe in the river. However, despite what the Shulchan Aruch wrote, the custom is, says the Poskim, that we don't bathe even in a river or in a mikveh. The Motzei Lavan Dishkita Seir, what's the concern? One, number one, that we're worried that you might come to squeeze your hair. Once you get wet, you might come to squeeze your hair. V'oid kamatamim ayin Magen Avraham. There's a number of other reasons as well, which listed in the Magen Avraham. Olein in tefila ayin lekamei. And when it comes to whether you can be toivel on Shabbos, don't worry, we'll be dealing with that shortly in the next sif. Is it okay to go to the mikveh on Shabbos? Miu yada v'raglav mutal uchoit benar kashiminagev koidim shirch ba'amos bat. In terms of washing just parts of your body, to wash your hands and wash your feet, that would be permitted. You can wash those in the river as long as you dry your hands or feet, whatever, before you leave the actual water. Because then you were, again, the same concern that Shulchan Aruch said, that we don't need to be carrying the water around in the area around the river. Sivkon Chof Beis, Kishoyle. When he comes out, then he has to dry his body before he actually comes out the area of the river. He should immediately step out the river at that point, straight right next to the edge of the river. He should dry himself, that he shouldn't then end up carrying any water. If you don't do it straight away, you might end up forgetting and then end up walking with the water on you and be walking 4 amos away from the river. This seems to therefore say the malbusha of shepoishdom kreidim shiyeri lenahar, that in terms of this clothing you took off before you go into the river, zachshianichem samach lenahar, you need to put your clothes close to the river. Va'alkoponim hamitzpachas shemetapeach gufoy boy, or very least the towel that you're using to dry yourself by the river, that needs to be right next to the river, so you don't end up kedushal yelich ba'mayim shalav. Because if you leave your towel, a few meters away from the river, then you're going to be walking with the water on you from the river to the towel, from the river to the towel. What? How did you get there in the first place? You left it there before Shabbos. I don't know. There's a gemach there. So you may have to make sure that the towel is right next to the river. Otherwise, you could end up walking, when you walk to your towel, you'll be walking 4 amos with the water on you. Yes, you can pick up a towel and dry yourself and put it down again. Yeah. Okay, Vayim Pimagodim, the Huadin, Benoha, Gufa, Kushoyim, Mokam, Amoik, Hatsi, Gufoy, Hu, Chutz, Lamayim. What about when you're going from a deeper part of the water to a shallower part of the water? And if you do that and you're walking out the river, so you're coming to the edge of the river now, half of your body is outside the water because it's got shallow. Even there you have to be careful not to be walking 4 amos with your half your body outside the water. You have to kind of duck down when you walk to make sure that you're not actually carrying the water. Why? Because the river itself is a Roshus Rabbanon called a Kamelis. It's like a rabbinic Roshus Rabbim. And if you are walking, again, half out the water, then, and you've just got wet, obviously, because you were in the water before, then you'll be carrying the water 4 amos in a Kamelis, which is not allowed. Therefore, in such a case, therefore, comes out that if you are actually going into a river to immerse, you know, tvila, over tchilasa yhamayim nemuchim samach lekarka, and the beginning, of course, when you walk in, it starts shallow. So achlizah shlo yelecha ba'amis v'ochay misfasay. Therefore, you need to be careful when you go in. Make sure you're not moving 4 amos away from the edge of the river, because if you do so and you walk out the river now, there'll be you're walking 4 amos with water on you. So make sure you don't go too deep into the river. What? You need the deep. Yeah, either enter the deep part of the river, or if you're going to go from the shallow to the deep, make sure you don't go too far away from the edge of the river, because if you go 4 amos, then when you come out, when you come out of the river, you're carrying water on your body. As it gets shallower and shallower, you're carrying the water on your body, 4 amos, which would be a problem. But when a person is walking in the street somewhere and it's raining and he gets wet, his head and his clothing gets wet, and you say, well, isn't he carrying water there? Chazal weren't concerned for that. But there's a small amount of water. Because it's unlikely you're going to be actually carrying the amount of water that would make a person chayv had he done it. Again, if a person carry water in a container into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, there's a certain amount of water that makes a person chayv. Not very much water. It's a very small amount. But that you won't have on you if you're walking in the rain. And therefore, like Gozuba, therefore, they didn't make a gezeira when you end up getting wet in the rain. Because the way you're carrying it anyway now is an unusual manner. And if you look into the perish of the Gra, to the perish of Tosfos, mashma afila ribui hamayim nivla b'levushig, I'm kei mutalelech b'hem, that the Tosfos seems to be saying that even if there was a lot of water, there's a lot of rain, but it all got absorbed into your clothing, then that's okay. That doesn't concern us in terms of carrying. I am a Taz, Atam, look in the Taz for the reasoning. Okay, Sif, there's an interesting reason in the Taz which will tie into what we learned in the past, but I think we'll leave it. All right, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches, which will be the last Sif for today. Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. This is probably the most relevant halacha for people. Adam Mutter Litbo Metumasai Beshaz. A person is allowed to immerse because of his tumah on Shabbos. Right, he can go to the mikveh on Shabbos morning. Let's say his tummy, he's allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. And we've been speaking about bathing and about going to a river. You can go to a mikveh on Shabbos. You can be toivol betumasai on Shabbos. Not just go to bathe. Again, you might want to go to a river to be toivol, but you're allowed to go to be toivol halachic reasons on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Dalet Adam b'chule. What's the loyma? If I gab the kli aser la debiloi la tawei metumasai b'Shabbos v'yom ziv. Even though one is not allowed to immerse a utensil on Shabbos, let's say you bought a kli from a shop and it was produced by goyim. It some say machlokes v'shonim whether it might even be a deraisa that you have to be toivol such a kli. You must take it to a mikveh before you use it. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Because it looks like if a drabon, it looks like a ticket, it looks like you're making it usable now by taking it to the mikveh. You can't be toivol kalim on Shabbos. But Adam Shani, when it comes to a person being toivol himself, right, then things are different. We don't say that. Because it rather looks like he's just going to cool off in the water, in the river. And even in the winter, let's say it was a cold time, even if it's dirty water, where people don't go to bathe there, sometimes a person comes from a journey, muddy journey, he's got mud all over him, or whatever, and excrement, after Elu, that a person would even go in, even if it's cold weather, if he's all muddy, he might go into a river to wash himself off. And therefore, no one will look at him and say, ah, you're going to do a tikkun on Shabbos of tefillah. Valkein mutter afila hayochel itzbol kodem Shabbos. Even if you could have been to the mikveh before Shabbos to be matar yourself, you're still allowed to go on Shabbos because of the reason we just gave. But noya goyis hanoshim, when it comes to women, the custom is she'einan tov lois shalai bezmanam b'Shabbos. That women, the minig is not to be tov when it's not the right time on Shabbos. It means if you pushed off the tefillah, a woman who, for whatever reason, for convenience, she pushed off a tefillah from Thursday night to Friday night, since she wanted to go out to eat with her husband, so she couldn't bother to go to the mikveh. It's not reasons not to go, but let's say she pushed off the mikveh from Thursday night, and now it comes Friday night, so the minig is she should not be tov on Friday night in that case. If it's the right night for it to be toivol, she can be toivol on Friday night. But if she's just pushed it off and it's not the right time, then she should not be. Everyone can ask the LOR about where this applies. But that's the concept. The Kosovo Poskim, the Yafin Agu, the Poskim are all for this minig. They support it. Vishim Zakim, the so sofa minig, Bismanenu le Esoba Shouts and Chotko Gufoi, since the minig. So since our halacha is, and which is a minig, that we prohibit all types of bathing on Shabbos, even in rivers, afilu, but so even in cold water canal. We, again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to have a problem with cold water, immersing in cold water on Shabbos, but the minig is to become that we don't even immerse in cold water on Shabbos, don't go and wash ourselves in cold water. Im kain, one page croissant base, im kain, nikar dehu mishum tevila mechzik metaken. It's clear that the person is going in the water for an act of tevila, and it looks like a tikkun to the body, to be metaya the body. Again, if the only reason we said it was okay before was because people will assume you're going just to cool down or to wash yourself from the mud. But people, but since the minig has become that people don't be, that people don't go into rivers on Shabbos, therefore when you see a person doing it, you'll think that they're doing it for tahara purposes, which is a tikkun, and therefore that would be also the kasu ha'achroinim. The achroinim do right though. The mikom makom nira the mutalitz bo the kiryoi. That if you have a person who a man who has Tumas Keri, he had relations, or he had for whatever reason, he became a Baal Keri. He is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Keren denis batal atakona, since the takona that it's prohibited to say divrei Torah and daven until you've been to the mikvah if you are a Baal Keri is now batal, is now no longer in existence. Umuta b'toyer trila, afilu koren trila, and therefore because there's no such takona anymore. Because a person is allowed to daven and learn before they go to the mikveh, even though they're a Baal Keri, ukanal pitzim peches. In Cain, if you see a person doing that, going to the mikveh, it doesn't look like a tikkun because it doesn't really achieve much. He can daven and learn without it. So he's not really doing much, he's not doing much of a tikkun when he goes to the mikveh. So a man is allowed to go to the mikveh if he's a Baal Keri on Shabbos. Look what we wrote in the Be'alocha. However, there are those who are machmir to say we don't differentiate between the tefillah of being a Baal Keri and for other types of tumah, that meaning to say you're not allowed to be tovah according to this opinion. One who is accustomed to be lenient, to be tovah from Keri on Shabbos, although you shouldn't protest him, because most of Achroinim write that that you can be lenient and be tovah for Baal Keri. But nevertheless, if a person does actually he did become Tommy on Shabbos or Yontov itself, so he became a Baal Keri on Shabbos. For sure, you don't need to be machmir, and it's permitted for such a man to be tovel. The pasha the minig lahatin, that's become the minig that people do go to the mikveh on Shabbos morning. Be careful that you shouldn't come to squeeze your hair, but that will be a complete issa, albeit an issa drabbanon, but an issa nevertheless. That's good.